Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Catherine Kinnear, and I was calling in regards to maybe signing up for the services and have my daughter be my caregiver, and I was trying to find out how I have to go about that.
Yeah. What county do you reside in?
I live in St. Francis County.
St. Francis. Okay, we're accepting participants in St. Francis. Next question is, what kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, let's check your Medicaid. Let's check to see if you're eligible for the referral, because Medicaid is the one that's paying for the program, okay? What's your first and last name?
Catherine with a K.
And Catherine, how old is your daughter?
My daughter, she'll be 30 in a couple days.
Is that you sound so young. What a blessing. Catherine, it's a K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N.
E-R-I-N-E.
Hold on. So it's K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Got it. And Samir is S-A-M-I-R?
T-H-O-M-U-R-E.
What the heck? I'm way off. All right. Spell that again.
T-H-O-M-U-R-E.
So it's T as in Tom, H-O-M-U-R-E.
Yes.
And how do you pronounce that?
Tamir.
Okay, and a good number to reach is the one on my call ID, the 636-208-4711.
Yes.
And what's your date of birth?
4/28/73.
And your home address?
Is 613 Crimson Court.
You said Crimson?
Crim, C-R-I-M-S-O-N.
City?
Farmington.
Zip code?
63640.
And your Missouri Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN, or for your MoHealthNet card.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Take your time.
Okay, I have the ID number. Is that what you need?
The DCN. It's the 8-digit number. DCN number, or for your MoHealthNet card.
036.
1 second.
13.
Whoa, whoa, 1 second. 1 second. I'm trying to get into the Medicaid system right now so that we could check it together and see what your eligibility codes are. 1 second. All right, I got, what is it?
036.
Uh-huh.
132-64.
Uh-huh. All right, that's 036-132-64. And now can I get the first and last name to your daughter, please?
Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A.
Monica's last name?
Casper, C-A-S-P-E-R.
Like the friendly ghost.
Yes.
Good number to reach, Miss Monica. I wish those cartoons came back.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I got to look in my phone. I don't know it by heart.
Also, I'm going to want you to grab something to write with, okay? A notebook, a notepad, something that you could reference back to, because I'm going to exchange information with you now, and I'm going to prep you for the call we're about to place, okay? Let me just check eligibility stuff for you.
Okay, her number is 314.
314.
779.
Uh-huh.
6593.
Okay, please hold. Sorry for the hold.
That's okay.
I'm going to check for you real quick. Okay, I'm going to place you on another hold. Please hold.
Okay.
I'm just going to review some of the information you gave me for accuracy, okay? So Katherine is spelled K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. K, that's a K, correct?
Yes.
Last name is T as in Tom, H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, M-U-R-E.
Yes. But what I wanted to tell you is my last name is in the process of changing through all the systems to H-E-N-S-O-N because I got divorced.
Let me check because that might be the reason because I can't find you. One second.
Okay.
You said H-E-N-S-O-N, Henson?
Yes.
All right. And your date of birth is 4/28/73.
Yes, ma'am.
The DCN number you gave me is 03613264.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to remove the last name and I'm going to try Henson because it didn't go through with the other one. You here? You officially Henson?
Yes.
Yeah, you good. All right, let me remove this last name because I put everything in with the last name. One second. Let me just make that correction.
Okay.
All right, you in and congratulations. You have the eligibility codes. Yay. So that means that you are eligible for the services. So I have to prep you, okay? I need you to grab a notebook, notepad, somewhere where we could reference back to this materials because you're going to need it later on, okay? So just let me know when you're ready, and I'm going to be submitting the referral.
I'm ready. I got it.
The coordinators here at Deluxe Home Care, they're going to reach out to your daughter to send her the hiring application, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, while we wait for you to get approved then on services. Okay. So the agency that's going to hire your daughter and assist you onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Write that down. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Katherine, I want you to talk to me a little bit about your disabilities. Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with. Talk to me. What are they?
Okay. Well, I have severe neck issues to where I can't, like, turn my head and bend and things like that. It causes massive, severe migraines 5 to 7 days a week sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. And do you have a medical diagnosis for that?
I don't know what they've actually diagnosed it as. I do know that I am in a pain management clinic in Cape Girardeau, Missouri that I go to for them.
So because you don't have a medical diagnosis, we have to create one, all right?
Okay.
So you had was it an injury, a neck injury?
I got hurt back in 1987.
So guess what? I have a neck injury that has me on heavy medications. And I have consistent pain. Leave it at that.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Next.
And then I've had to have surgery on both of my shoulders. I tore both of my rotator cuffs completely in half.
So both I don't have rotator full cuffs,
of my arm.
Both rotator cuffs, surgery on both rotator cuffs limiting my mobility.
Yes.
Okay. Next. This is the language you got to use, okay, when we call.
Okay.
All right. Next.
And then I have an injury to my low back.
Severe pain. Lower back pain, which limits not only my mobility, but my ability to perform certain tasks.
Okay.
We're going to get you this. We're going to get you on it.
Okay.
But there's a specific language, okay? So what I'm doing is that I'm prepping you for that. So when the state comes to do the home visit, because they're coming into your home, we know exactly how we're going to word things, okay? What they're looking for is a level of care that's equal to someone in a nursing home. What does that mean?
Okay.
That just means that your needs have to match that. And what they're looking for is a need in personal care. So they're going to sit there with a computer. They're going to ask you numerous questions. Each question that you answer is going to generate a score. At the end of your assessment, it's going to spit out a number. You need more than 28 points in order for you to qualify and get successfully onto services. I've seen people fail because they'll say, no, I don't need no personal care. No, I don't need no help in and out the shower. No, I don't need no help putting on my shoes. No, I could brush my teeth, do my hair, do everything by my own. No. The state is not going to send someone into your home just to help you clean. You need to show a physical need. Okay. So we need to stretch out your disabilities. Having said that, I want you to think how you feel on the worst of your days. When you can't do nothing. When your daughter's completely, you're relying upon someone else completely. When the back is on fire, when the neck is hurting, everything. Okay.
Okay.
So they're going to ask you for your disabilities. You're going to list them. If you forget any, it's okay. Because the date of the assessment, you can always add them on later on. Okay.
Okay.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help around your house with? From meal prepping to laundry to medication to taking you to pick up your medication to assisting you in and out the shower. Anything personal care scores the highest. Remember that. Doing my hair, right? Because both rotating cups, right? You cannot stretch up high. Exactly. All right. You're getting it, Miss Catherine, right?
Which is very true. It really is.
It is. That's why I tell people always stick to how you feel the worst of your days. Because usually when the assessor comes into the home, everybody's feeling fabulous. I don't know why. Right. That's why a lot of people fail. I don't know if it's one of those laws, you know, people know they're coming to, you know, to see you. So you're on your best behavior. Everything just feels better. But no, you need to describe how it is when you wake up on the worst of your days. You need help with all of that. They're going to ask you if you need a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals. She is a mandated reporter. She will be there once a week. If you don't need that service, not at this time.
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you want to go and socialize in a social daycare. It's up to you if you would like to go and engage in social programming outside of your environment. But if you do, your daughter won't get paid that day to run errands, prep meals.
Because I was physically attacked by an inmate. So since that has happened, I don't go anywhere or do anything alone. I have high anxiety because of it, and I've been on anxiety medications because of it.
So you know what? Can we call that PTSD?
Yes.
There we go.
That is diagnosed.
There you go. That's another disability. All right?
Okay.
All right. Another thing that we're going to discuss is Meals on Wheels. If you do opt for Meals on Wheels, your daughter will not get paid to do your dishes, meal prep, or take you grocery shopping because your meals are being delivered every day in a hot disposable container. So if you don't need that service, not at this time. Any of these services can be added later on as you feel you need them. If not, then just not at this time. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask if you have a provider or an agency picked out. You're going to say, yes, it's Deluxe Home Care. Give them my name and my phone number.
Okay.
When you get on the phone, I'm going to transfer this call to Seniors and Disabilities. These are the people that approve home care in the state of Missouri. It may take me a minute to get you through to a live representative. I just need you to bear with me, okay? If the call drops during the call, don't worry about it because I'm going to call you back and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to call them again, all right, until we could get this through. Once you get on the line, you're going to introduce yourself. Good afternoon. My name is Catherine. I am in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. That's short for Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that allows you to hire any friend, family, trusted loved one. If Miss Monica starts acting up, starts telling you, I'm not doing this, Mom, and I'm not doing that, which is part of your care plan, always call me. Jasmine, Monica's acting up, I'll send someone to you. All right? Or you could assign someone else to your care plan. All right?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
I think you're pretty prepped.
Okay.
All right. Please just bear on the line. All right. I'm going to try to get you through to a representative. Keep your Medicaid ID readily available. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask. They're going to ask you if you have any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestation, dangerous weapons, any infectious diseases, gang-related activities in or outside of your home, any dangerous structures to your home. The answer is no to all of that. All right.
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get your state rep on the line.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that
you're
it was
next.
Received. We appreciate your time and look forward.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
And what is a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
636-208-4711.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Catherine Henson with a K.
And your date of birth, please.
4/28/73.
How can I help you?
I am trying to sign up for the CTDS program to receive services for my daughter to come in and help me with personal care and things like that that I need.
Okay. We'll take a look here at your Medicaid. I do see where you have Medicaid, and you are on something called a spin-down Medicaid. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
So for me to submit a referral, that spin-down has to be met, and then for you to continue services, it would have to be met monthly.
Yeah, I have to do that every month. It's only $89.
Gotcha. So I'm not seeing where it is met this month yet. How do you meet that?
Okay. I can just pay it.
Okay.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah, I think they have something online that you can go through, or I can give you the number to the spin down unit.
Yeah, I have it. When I have to do it, if it's not been met, I just scan their little code thing and pay it.
Gotcha. So if you want to go ahead and do that, and then it does take around 24 hours to update in our system just because we work out of separate systems.
Okay.
So if you paid it, probably call in Friday and we'd be able to get that done.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Any other questions for me today?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we will be talking with you Friday.
All right. I will call back on Friday. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, you did really well. Unfortunately, you have that little small spend down, which once you turn 63, you're going to qualify for it to get waived. So we need you to make that payment that you've been making, make it on time every month, because that can influence a lot if they close your case or not. So once you make that payment.
I'll do the automatic payment.
Yes.
That way it's just done.
Yes. And if you want the unit number, I have the unit number where you can call and set that up. All right.
Okay. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah. The spend down unit number is 877-888.
Hang on. You cut out 87 what?
877.
Uh-huh.
888.
Okay.
2811.
Okay.
Then what you're going to do is you're going to call them and tell them, what are my options to making this payment? Because I'm putting in a referral for home care services and I need this done so that they can help you expedite that.
Okay.
Also ask them if they also assist with putting in the referral, because they're doing that now. They'll take down your spend down and they'll put in the referral. So check to see if they do that. And if not, you're going to call me right back so we could do the same thing. All right. I already submitted the referral on my end so that Deluxe Home Care agents can call your daughter and get her started with the hiring process, because this is all going to happen very fast and we want her ready.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Catherine, do you have any questions for me?
Do you want me to call you back immediately after I do this?
Just call me once you're done. Once you're done with the payment. Because it takes a few days for it to register in the system anyway. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You take care, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.